the rest of you, but this election is going to teach me a few lessons in civics. Mostly, you'd have to be out of your mind to communicate by email, at least if you're a politician. Time has come, I think, to at least write in some kind of unbreakable code. The Russians are hacking the Democratic Party. The FBI is poring over messages from that pathetic wiener. WikiLeaky is publishing all its hacked emails, whether or not they're really true or whether they've been altered. Who could know? And in this political climate, who cares anymore? Snowden should have proved that nothing is private. I guess Hillary wasn't paying attention. She just figured she would keep her stuff on a private server. Ho ho. Private? I mean, I can't blame her. She's only been investigated by her political enemies since forever. Why would she feel a need to insulate herself from the right-wing conspiracy? I, for one, sure don't think she's paranoid. Just a little naive. Boys like Snowden and Zuckerberg and Assange, they think the world should be totally transparent. What do you got to hide? Or what do you dare hide? It's a messianic vision. Evil will be rooted out, so you'll stop doing evil things. Tell that to Anthony Weiner and the underage kid he's sexting. Every day you read about another bust of some child porno ring, and I wonder, don't these deviants read the paper? Don't they know they're likely under surveillance? Can't they guess the little girl they're meeting at the Greyhound bus station is FBI? We're all being outed now. We're all under surveillance. If you're on Facebook, you probably won't understand what I'm talking about, since you gladly strip yourself bare, sometimes literally. Privacy lacks primacy these days. Even the banal seems worthy of posting. We say it's only for my friends, or it's only a way to keep in touch with my kids now that they've grown. Sorry, we're all on a party line once again, the way it was when I first came to the South End, and a private telephone line cost a fortune. We were pretty circumspect on our conversations back then. Now we got cell phones, internet, emails, Twitter, and text messaging. We got the party line with everybody listening in. And the best part? It costs a fortune. And I'm not talking about money. Go ask Hillary. Or Donald when he's 10 feet tall.